This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 17, 2009. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
There's a couple other matters, but quickly, let's get future meeting dates out of the way. And that'll be the end of the formal part of the agenda. Do you have a motion? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would note that with these meetings, as always, these are our target dates. I will be happy to work with any commissioners whose schedules may, as the year proceeds, that if we need to make some modifications as necessary, I'll be happy to work with any requests. But having said that, I will happily move that that we approve agenda document number 09-82.
Submitted late.
Oh, let me get to first things first. I'll just wrap it all up into one. Let me first of all move that we.
It's going to be the new vice chair's job.
That's right.
Move those documents.
That's right.
You better get ready.
I will move that that we suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda document number 09-82, and that we also pass. Agenda document number 09-82.
Okay, all in favor of the double motion?
Aye.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? The motion passes 6-0. I'd like to just take a moment and call everyone's attention to a sad fact that is before us, and that is the fact that Mary Dove is leaving us. And I'd like to just say it, read this. It's a sadness for all of us at the agency when we learned Mary Dove decided after 26 years as a loyal servant of the cause to leave the agency for a life of much-deserved retirement. When Mary joined us 26 years ago, we were a fledgling agency. We did not have the history that we have now. You can judge for that as you wish. It was born out of the scandal of Watergate, with a design to provide much-needed transparency to the manner in which money was received and spent under federal campaigns for public office. This would allow us to follow the money publicly. The FEC has a mission unique at the time among other countries and unique in many ways today. This year I traveled to Russia, Honduras, and Salvador, Argentina, Canada, Brazil, and Mexico, meeting with them in the process of many other election officials. We're still very unique and very much envied. At the time the commission was formed, there was a great wariness among the legislators in Congress who were delegating to an agency the power to enforce the law against politicians and their campaign committees arising out of federal campaigns for public office. According to the new law provided as an additional oversight, the representative of the Senate and representative of the House would be ex officio members of the commission. Mary was part of this for 6 years when she worked as an ex officio representative, and then, of course, returned to the agency after that was declared unconstitutional. She's been secretary for the last many years, and in the process has held the innermost secrets and confidential information regarding the commission. As secretary of the commission, she has been witness to the most confidential communications that have taken place in the commission, usually held in our super secret sessions. And she has them on tape. And we don't know where they are. But we know that they're probably safe. But she's the only one in the agency that's had this kind of ability to see the innermost sanctum of the commission for many years. No one else has had that privilege or the trust, let me put it that way. I said, unlike Rosemary Woods of the Watergate days, I'm sure they're available somewhere. But only to the right person, yet unselected. So it's my privilege to thank you and bid you farewell on behalf of all of us for your faithful and friendly service to the agency and to our country, and we wish you well. You have our heartfelt appreciation through all the meetings, issues, pressures, and sensitive matters. You've conducted yourself with perfect professionalism, grace, and efficiency, despite some of the personal opinions you may have held along the way. When the pressure was on for matters to go blue right before a meeting, like today, and during the meeting, by the way, you've done all that was needed without an unkind or negative remark. with a quiet sense of humor and ease that emits confidence that the job will get done and will get done right. So, Mary, we will all miss you. We'll never forget you. And thank you sincerely on behalf of all of us, and we wish you and your family the best.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge all the staff in the Secretariat. They've been great, most efficient, all three. All know their work well, Darlene, Lisa, and V. And also, I would like to acknowledge Kathy Ryan. She's the best there is, and she's always been there for me. And it's just been a great honor to work with the commission. Thank you all, and I wish you all the very best.
Thank you, Mary. Just as a final note, I'd like to just say, Commissioner Weintraub, excuse me.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the person who has sat at this table the longest, I feel compelled to echo your comments about Mary's gracious presence. I mean, you really have been a guiding force. You tried to guide so many commissioners over the years, and you know, it's Mary's such a modest person. She probably would have preferred that we not even bring this up today. But as you have learned over the years, commissioners don't always listen, and we often disagree amongst ourselves and have over the years. But this is one item on which I think all the commissioners who have served over the last 26 years would be unanimous. You have been such a dedicated asset to this agency, and we thank you so very much for all of your dedicated service.
Comment? Thank you again, Mary. Just on a personal note, it's been a great pleasure to be chair this year. Great honor. One that someone seldom gets to be chair of a federal agency. And it was a hard decision to leave my law practice of 37 years. And, pardon me. And all my good friends in Reno asked my family to leave to come here for a few, what turned out to be quite uncertain years, and to try and, you know, make a difference or serve in some way. I want to thank the vice chair this year for all he did. It's not easy trying to find consensus or trying to figure out the best way to go with respect to matters. And Matt has been a wonderful vice chairman to work with, a total gentleman at all times. He can say no in the best of ways, but most of the time that's not the case. It's a way of how to work things out, how to get things done, and it's really been, Matt, I appreciate it very, very much, because it could have been the other way, and at that point you feel like you don't want to walk into someone's office, or you've got to have something in mind before you get there, and it's never been that way with Matt. He's been available and always accessible and always thoughtful and positive about how to you know, move the ball forward. And to my fellow commissioners, thank you for working with me. It's not always been easy. We weren't structured to be that way. And that's good for the country, I think. Someone said it's like herding cats. There was a little scratching, a little meowing, and not a lot of purring. But I really thought, if you look at the, you know, our Western analogy, was somebody said it's like kind of like riding a bucking horse, wasn't it? And I thought, well, it really is the best analogy, except when you ride a bucking horse, you only have to be on there for 8 seconds. But this was a full year, so it was like that, but a lot longer in duration. But thank you, everyone. You know, I learned a lot from Ellen from the day I walked in. Before I got in, I was told I had to go talk to Ellen Weintraub. I did that. She gave me some reading materials, and I still took the job. On the other hand, on the other side, Commissioner McGann. I just heard about Commissioner McGann, as most of us have, before I got on the commission, and I was really pleased to meet him. And it turned out I really liked the guy. And it didn't have anything to do with the fact that he was a fellow Notre Damer, because, you know, that just was a great attribute that went with it. I should have known, you know, that the McGann, the red hair, the whole deal, it probably was got an Irish heart there. It was great to work with right from day one, even though you know, we all start from different philosophical views. Don jumped in and was chair in the most awkward of times, much different than mine, when all of us were new to the agency and were still trying to find out where the John was and where the Office of General Counsel was and didn't know the procedures, and we had a lot of backlog. And you know, that was a tough time to get started, and I enjoyed working with him from the get-go. And then Commissioner Bowerly has been great to work with. I've learned a lot from her. She's got a great knowledge of how the Hill works, something that I didn't. A very quick study. I'd be a great vice chairman, a great chairman someday. And I really have the greatest admiration for the way she gets work done. And Commissioner Hunter, this is another person who can really, really work on you, but you don't really know it. She just is so nice. And by the way, where are you on this? You really, this is really a good idea. And then, sooner or later you realize that behind this luster of loveliness, there is a very determined woman. And that's also been, among all of the commissioners, this composite has been really a great experience for me. And then again, and the staff said, I've said this many times, I said it in my statement to the record, of all the staff that a person can ask for, this is the greatest, they're mission-oriented, which is first and foremost what we need, and then the ability to work together, see each other as a team. You've got Mary here, Kathy Ryan, who's been here forever, and John Gibson, the people who have lived here, Bob Bearsack. When I first got in the elevator, I said, well, how long have you been here? And somebody said, 35 years. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool. And it turned out there was a lot of people like that who really love this agency. And there's a reason for it, too, after having been here. So thank you. And of course, enjoy working with you. But thank you for working with me while I was chairman. I have three people to especially thank. One, of course, is Brad Deutsch, who came to me kind of by accident. I had hired somebody else, my Dan, and out of the Office of General Counsel, and she got a job. And she said, well, there's some guy that I think might be somebody you might consider, and it was Brad. And I chatted with him right off the bat and thought that was a good choice, and it turned out to be terrific because he still is a mentor to me. He tells me no. He tells me maybe. Sometimes he tells me yes, but this is what I think it ought to be, and that's what everybody needs. And that was really helpful in his ultimate loyalty, hardworking. And thank you, Brad, very much, especially during this year when the pressure was on. Stacy's gone. She knows how I feel about her. She came up out of the blue from Office of General Counsel in a quiet demeanor and really did so much to start the Weekly Digest. It was really an idea. And then she said, what do you think of this? And turned out to be perfect. And then from there, we went through the system, and that's what it became. And likewise, as you know, Bob, and Alec knows, once we had those agency proceeding hearings, she began to call out all of the suggestions, every one of them, and put them in a categorized way that say, how can we look at it from an agency perspective, from a subject matter perspective, how can we have it in a perspective so the public can comment on it in a meaningful way in the future. That's what she did. Tom, I've already spoken about what he did for the guidebook, but all the way through, we're telling me how to vote. And as we worked through the year, by George, I think 99% of the time we were pretty much in sync. Last, I'd just like to say that I think being chair makes you appreciate how much important the mission is here. I especially felt it this year after my travels. I've traveled a lot before, a lot of different places, mostly Russia. But the sense that I got from these meetings, and Ellen knows very well because she's our ultimate traveler, an ambassador, was that we have a lot to give to other countries, and they want it. And the disclosure function that we provide is something that these fledgling countries have no idea how important it really is, and some believe it is important, but have no idea how to get there. And that was the last message that I got from Argentina, in the ambassador's office there. I met with her, and she made the comment that these people really will say they're going to do this, they really want to do it, but then they just don't know how. So the theory is to ask Bob and Joe Stoltz, and maybe Alec, go back down there and spend one or two days with them and show them the nuts and bolts of how they can actually begin a meaningful disclosure system. Other than that, I look forward to next year sitting back a little bit and watching Matt and Cindy carry the reins, and thank you very much for allowing me to make these comments and for being your chairman. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to commend Chairman Walther for the fine leadership he's demonstrated this year, for the many things that he's been able to accomplish. I mean, we've seen today some of his initiatives, especially in the guidebook. As you mentioned, the weekly digest for the commission. There have been a number of things that have been his initiatives that he's cared deeply about, that he's, in his own gentlemanly way, has been able to prod the others of us to move on. And I've appreciated greatly the efforts he's put in and the hard work, having worked alongside him over this last year, I've seen how much hard work he puts in. For anybody who ever sees him when he's leaving the office, he always has this huge, almost like wardrobe on wheels that he wheels out of here with, you know, all sorts of documents and books and everything that he may have to review over, you know, between that the night and the next morning when he comes back into the office. So his work ethic is really very much impressive. But most importantly, I greatly appreciate his friendship. He truly is a gentleman, and it's been a privilege just to not only work and trying to figure out what we needed to do in order to figure out what was best for the agency, but also just enjoyed some of the moments where we could talk about our experiences growing up in the West and hearing his stories about fishing or hunting or back when he was a nationally renowned skier at Notre Dame. You wouldn't think that they necessarily had a ski team, but it sounds like under his impressive, you know, by virtue of his impressive skills, even a team in the Midwest could compete on a national stage.
He used to play football too.
Yeah, not the Notre Dame standards, that's for sure.
Well, maybe they are right now. So it's been a tremendous privilege to work with him, and I look forward to continuing to work with him as I probably will be coming into his office quite frequently saying, hey, Steve, the training wheels are off now, so tell me how I can steady the bike before I crash. So, again, thanks for everything that you've done this last year, and it's been most appreciated.
Well, thank you very much. I wanted to take a moment and introduce my son, who's in the back, who's here for the weekend, for the holidays, Mario, graduating from Montana State, now running a fly shop till he goes to law school next fall. And it's just a pleasure to have him here. And
do you think he wants to bang the gavel, Mr. Chairman?
I was going to say, why it grew up here pretty quickly.
Yeah, why it should be here.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to say briefly, I enjoyed working with you throughout the year. You were always willing to listen, you always kept your word, and you were always a gentleman. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. McGann.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I want to echo the comments others have made and really lead off with what Commissioner Hunter just said. But I really enjoyed working with you as someone who came from private law practice, trying to run my own firm and having been able to work with someone who actually did it for real with a real firm, not just a couple people in office space. There, I said it out loud. My firm wasn't really that big, but Steve's was, and Steve was Steve's shop was really the go-to shop in Reno for years, and I found it easy to work with you because we spoke the same language. In that, once you said yes to something, it was a yes you could take to the bank, and you're a man of your word. And in D.C., not to malign any person in particular, but D.C. is really not known as a town where that sort of handshake is a handshake type integrity seems to mean much. But it means a lot to me, and I really appreciate and found it be nothing but a pleasure to work with you on that front. And that's the highest compliment I can pay anyone. A lesser compliment is that given the times in which we live, in which many like to invoke whether we're a part of history and all that, everyone likes to think they always are, you never really know whether you're a part of history until history is written, which is always going to be in the future. But I will predict that some, I know I will, so I know it'll happen, will say that this year was actually a very productive year at the commission, and many changes were put in, some of which people have been suggesting for years, some of which are new, and all of which were done under your leadership and would not have happened but for your leadership. And just to summarize, we now have a hearing when someone is audited. The commission never had that before. And we put that in this year. We saw today in AO where the requester was actually able to appear. That's a brand new procedure that went into effect this year. Your website initiative, which at first blush, someone may think, well, it's just the website, but it really is the sole portal anymore other than the microfiche room for people to get information from the agency. So the general public, the academics, the politicians, the courts, you name it, the website is very important, and it's the sort of thing that would not have begun but for you. Number of rulemakings, travel regs are now done, the bundling regs are now done, all of which under your watch. The phase three notice of rules are out. We've already had a hearing on federal election activity. And some may say, well, that could have happened sooner. It really couldn't have. The commission lacked a quorum for 6 months, and that was something that took a long time to dig out from under. Although we had voted on everything sort of while I was chair, nothing much had really been resolved. It was really under Chairman Walther's leadership that the docket was expedited, and part of the faux agenda in a respectful way, note at that point that the chairman certainly always had a very robust enforcement docket agenda in executive session, sometimes too robust for some of our tastes, but it got done nonetheless, and I think the agency's better for it. It kind of echoed my own comments. It was exciting myself. I do that in statement of reason sometimes, usually in footnotes. The procedure, the change to the directives that went in today is another step in that direction, moving the docket along. The idea that MERS are going to be online, available to all who do not live just in D.C. and know how to use microfiche is something that I think many had talked about doing, but for you it would not have happened, so that's going to happen. The weekly press digest that the vice chair mentioned, very helpful. I've had a lot of good feedback on that it gives people a one-stop shop to see what the commission is actually doing in real time. We had some changes to our probable cause hearing that I think for the better under your leadership, and we've considered over 25 advisory opinions, which for an off-year election is a very healthy number. So I think as you go through it, it doesn't seem like we're doing a lot because we do a couple things a month, but when you look back for the year, to the extent that people keep score or whatnot of what the FEC does, I think your record of accomplishment is one that's going to speak volumes in the future. And I thank you for your leadership on that. It's been a pleasure taking your lead on many of these things. And as I said, beginning of the year, just tell me when to show up. You're the chair. And I will now pass that onto the vice chair to be chair. Tell me when to show up and let me know what's happening, and I'll give it my best. But I want to thank you for giving it your best. And it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you all for very kind words. It really means a lot to me, Commissioner Brown.
We're not done. sorry to keep you a little bit longer, Mr. Chairman. But
I know when I see this little hand move over that there's something that the commissioner wants to say.
I think that Commissioner McGann ably described the full and substantial list of things that we were able to accomplish this year under your leadership. So I won't revisit those, but I would like to thank you and your staff for all of your hard work. And it is quite a challenge to deal with, manage the distinct personalities and views of five of your colleagues, in addition to your own views on these topics. And both you and your staff have worked hard to try to accommodate everyone's views whenever possible. Sometimes we can't do that, but I think you have helped us get there many more times than maybe we initially thought we could. And I think that is a remarkable testament to your leadership, your willingness to engage in conversation and see where we can go. And as others have said, your reputation and your being as a gentleman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Thank you all for the most kind comments. I'll never forget them. Commissioner Wintrom?
Everybody else did, so I have to too. But everybody's already said it all, so I won't repeat it all. I'll just say thank you, Steve, echo the one thing that I think most people think of when they think of you is that you are such a gentleman. And I also want to thank your staff, Brad and Stacy and Tom. And I also want to thank the vice chairman's staff, John Berman and Kevin Plummer, who have, really helped to keep us all moving. I mean, we all know we can't do anything without our staff. I mean, Berman's kind of a slacker, you know. He couldn't make it to the last meeting just because his wife is having a baby, but you can tell him that I said thanks anyway.
Another Berman's coming.
Yeah. As far as I know, I think he's listening to this via live stream in the delivery room. So, you know, John, congratulations to you if you're in the midst of becoming a father for the fifth time.
Way to grow the base.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I can't tell you how much I appreciate the comments. I'll never forget them. And so we'll call the meeting adjourned.